Hi, Amber. Steve sent me your two pictures of the horse and Scott me and asked me if I can give you a bit of feedback. I totally agree with you on the velour. I just tried it myself and I didn't like it. It's too soft. It doesn't really work that well with either the pastel pencils or the soft pastel. And I think you would have made a better job of that if you'd used the pastel mat, which I like, and the pencils probably would have come out a little sharper than it's done there. If you look at the ear on the left-hand side at the top, you're a bit smudgy, and I think you could have done with just a little bit more sharpness with that. The other thing about it is the background. Now, I think velour doesn't lend itself very well to this kind of thing. So if you go to pastel mat, you'd find that you would have got a better, or even the ombre, you'd have got a better a smoothness of the background colours. But it's only a small thing, and I think, generally speaking, it's very good. And I don't think I would actually touch that now. I'd leave it as it is, but learn from, you know, perhaps something you can change in the future. Excuse me. Scotney Castle is a altogether different kettle of fish. Strangely enough, when we move from animals, or when our members have moved from animals to landscape, they do suffer a little bit there. It's much more difficult to get hold of landscape techniques once you've used animals or been working with animals. But I think generally speaking, you've done quite a good job of the sky. I'm happy with that. The water, as you say, you probably lost something because with water, you've got to be careful. As you now know, that if you use the pencils too rashly, you can start to fill the paper and it can go shiny. But I think it's something that you should carry on with, to be honest. We usually recommend people, if they're doing animals, to actually go into other things like landscape, still life, or portrait work, because you get a whole bunch of new techniques then that you can reapply on your other work. And I think you've got a potential there, and I certainly would like to see more landscape work from you. And you said you're quite happy with it. Well, I think you're right to be that way. And that's on ombre, so it's a completely different kettle of fish. And you can see the sharpness of that as opposed to the sort of rather smudgy look of the velour. Anyway, I hope this helps. I think, as I said, I would like to see more of the landscape work. We've got an awful lot on our site, so you've got plenty of videos to watch. Have a look too of the trees, because one of the other problems we have with landscapes is trees. They're a nightmare when you're starting out to get them right. You've done the trees on the left hand side aren't bad at all, but the trees on the right hand side, that bunch of trees where you've got rather the dark areas, that stands out a little bit too much. It's not so obvious on the left-hand side. You've got away with it more. So those are the sort of things you can watch. And watch my videos and see how I've done them. And you get an idea of how it can be done. But I think you've got the potential there of being really good at it. I hope that helps you. Bye for now.